The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 23, Second Chance. 4, 3, 2, 1. Penetrating whistle. Man, there's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We control the horizontal. Control the vertical. Can change the focus of a soft blur. The sharpening to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly. Control all you see and hear. You're about to participate in a great adventure. You're about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits. Man, when fear is too terrible, reality is too agonizing, we seek escape in manufactured danger, the thrills and the pleasures of pretending. In the amusement parks of our unamusing world. Here, in a frantic pretending, man finds escape and temporary peace, goes home tired enough to sleep a short, deep sleep. That what happens when night comes, when pretending ends and reality begins. Decreasing whistle, rattling, decreasing whistle, rattling, gurgling, blasting. Jaunty steam organ music, man. Now, in your vis-eye screen, you can see the Milky Way, a giant system of stars, planets and clouds, of dust and gas, which measure 100,000 light years in the diameter. The sun is one of the stars in the Milky Way, rotating with it like some chair on a great Ferris wheel. Does life exist somewhere other than this Earth? There are a billion stars in the Milky Way, giving light and heat to as many planets, and possibly discovering others beings is no longer fantasy. Perhaps they might even be even more intelligent than we are. Perhaps we might can learn from them, not only the secret of our origin, but how to keep from destroying ourselves. Now we reverse the rockets, and we are homeward bound onto true course. The Joyland Spaceport. You positively mystify me. Why, an official loss of thing? About life on other planets for the benefit of one small boy? Maybe young people are the only ones who really listen. You can't teach a closed mind. Anyway, I get tired of making the same old speech. You know, you don't belong here. I'm serious. Who works in amusement parks? Drifters, ex-colonies, students during summer vacation, lonely artists. Who can't sell their paintings, but I prefer this to waiting tables. I belong wherever I happen to be. I'm a drifter. We are re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. Stand by for retro rockets with roistering roar. There you go, the retro rockets braking procedure. Reduce fuel speed a maximum 900 miles per hour to a suboptimal velocity. Stand by for changeover and landing. What are you drifting from? You have the occupational disease of all undiscovered artists, a protective imagination, byproduct, snooping, laughs. Well, a man reads Kant's Critique of Pure Reason, doesn't belong where artists who can't sell their paintings belong. I did. Or did I imagine you reading that? And you were original German. Well, I'm a compulsive reader. It might be interesting to snoop into your life. You can start the minute we get back to Earth, if you like, a free for lunch. There's California on the screen, now Los Angeles and Joyland. Well, we're coming in. It's a perfect landing. Father Captain Cowell and myself, thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed yourself and will travel with us soon again. I know a little wet scrap for you stand next to the roller coaster. We walk fast, well, that doesn't sound too seductive, I accept. Hey, what is it? I feel there's something wrong. How? As if we're being watched from somewhere out there, from somewhere close, from everywhere. There isn't enough people in this whole park to watch us from everywhere. Maybe that's it. The amusement park shouldn't be as empty as this one. Shouldn't be. The management knew everything about management. Shouldn't we strike while the curries are hot? Maeve, I asked, where are you drifting from? I like to change that. Where are you drifting towards? We're going to have some lunch so I could snoop into your life. We're looking for a wife or girlfriend. I know what's watching you, Vara. You do. The eyes are conscious. Then I'm not in any real danger. My conscience and I understand each other. Decreasing whistle, final facets, combination being completed. Confident about noticeable notifications. Humans still see ships of amusement park ride. Human subjects meeting specifications are being psycho-organized and will enter ship according to plan. We'll recontact the Perrier when ship is beyond Earth's atmosphere. Seeing music, organ music banging, Ajay. Of all the cheating, miserable contraptions, Ajay, is only a dime. Help yourself, sonny boy. Ajay, please, I come here for a good time. I'm hoping all, having all the fun in the world. I mean to tell you, scream, don't be frightened. I am as human as you. You've taken jobs you didn't want, haven't you? Not the ones that degrade me. Does the one degrade the job, degrade the man? Or is it the other way round? These complimentary tickets for a space ride. Didn't ask to go on any space ride. Don't know why I'm in this amusement park. Perhaps you were compelled to come here by some sleeping. Need for reality and escape from reality is usually costly. This one is free. Please take these. Thank you very much, very kindly. May you enjoy the journey. It was nice of him to pick us. Probably nobody wants to go on that ride. I do. Floating, I don't. I'm sorry, Suzanne. It's all right. Don't mean to be sharp with you all the time. One of these days, I'll make it up to you. One of these days, there's plenty of opportunity out there for a man like me. And find that one little door to get my foot into. I have to be a big door, RJ. And I've got an awful big feet, you know. Those big men have to. Come on, before I get too busy to notice you, let's have a look round at the universe. Buddy, we ought to go. Lunches in his honor, Louise. He'll keep all them waiting. You can keep them all waiting, don't you? The whole team, sure. But you are the whole team. They get there in plenty of time. And how about taking them on his back? Buy us some more rides? No. It's my treat this time, buddy. You've been acting strange all day. Footballers are meant to be uncomplicated, transparent as glass, putting in pretty girls' hands. Do you love me? I'm wearing your pin. Yeah, football hero's pin. What if I wasn't a hero? Theme organ start playing screams. Forgive me for frightening you, the young lady. I saw she's falling. I forgot about the costume. But as long as I'm here, free, I ride through the endless freedom of the universe. Now, buddy, we're late enough as it is. Perhaps too late. In which case, the universe may be just the place to go. Sign over, the young lady will take your tickets. I hope you enjoy your journey. Let's wait inside. We'll give it to her there. Welcome aboard, echoing whistle, echoing electronic grounding. Good afternoon. This is Space Stewardess Mace Matthews. Your tour manager is Captain Colwell, he explained. In space ages, the wondrous sights you'll see in a busy screen. You wish you a pleasant journey and request that you all fasten your seat belts. Did you hear that noise? From the radio unit upstairs. Quite a voice. Said my conscience was watching me. Maybe yours is talking to you. Maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard our space flight. Our journey is a single-stage vehicle using nuclear power rather than chemical propellants. Utilize the multi-stage rockets. Escape velocity will be 15,000 miles an hour. We travel in a Fugger 8 orbit and will take us around the moon. A few moments after equipment check, we'll be ready to blast off. Stand by for countdown and launch speedily. Deep dozing. Screening is that put. They put on a very realistic show. Bravely sorry. I did not intend to reveal myself until you needed me. Horror is a luxury and desperate cannot afford. Sit down, Miss Matthews. Fasten your belt. Would you be good enough to fasten your belt? What's going on? It rules in space flight. Not this kind of space flight. Oh, AJ. Do as he says. No. Tell me, why did you come aboard? You gave me a free ticket. You can enjoy. How can you enjoy free things if you won't pretend they're real? Maybe I don't like to pretend. Perhaps you don't. But you do it. Yeah, you do it incessantly. Do it, doesn't he? Look there. Listen now. Look at this, Mr. Beasley. Now he's trying to hypnotize me. It's too late to allow you to leave. Neither can I let you, but your body be bashed to death against the size of this crate. I can disintegrate you, however. You can. Leave not a trace of you for anyone to mourn. Fasten the belt. Pretend that all the rest of us pretending for a change. Seatbelt, click, scream, get everybody out. Keep buzzing. Get out, everybody get out. Get out. Everybody get out. Yelp, stay, stay. Fasten yourselves in. Or you'll be killed, seat yourselves. You must not lose another precious moment. Tell him, please. I don't know what this is. I'm afraid it's real. I'll explain later when you're capable of listening. Do not be afraid. You have nothing to lose for your lives. Stand by for countdown and launch 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rumbling. Blast, Suan. I'm scared. I'm scared, Suan. Where are we? Where are we? We're in space. I don't like this. Can't stand anything I don't like. Nothing's fun when it's real. Nothing in life. You just call it fun when we actually passed it out. When we actually not got scared. Well, I don't call it fun. I'm not staying. Don't. I just can't leave. You want it to kill us? Kill us all? Oh, cook. There are stars above you, beneath you, and all about you. In space, just believe, now believe it. It's real, but why? Why is it real? Go and sit down over there. He says, explain later, Margaret. Maria, grass, they bid you welcome. The universe, no, no, that's a mask. It's real, it's a mask. Take it off, it's a fake. Take it off, those dreams I saw. Sobs, I want to go. Shh, let me go home, all right. Everything's all right, shrieks. We should have gone to the luncheon. You were supposed to be there. This would never have happened. Be safe. Why did you have to come here? Why didn't we just go? All right, okay. Is this all there is to it? Somebody pushes a button, it just goes soft sailing into the universe. Is that it? Well, don't we do anything about it? You real swell pretending to be captain. You speak that space agency like a native, don't you? Yes, sir. Sure, pretend good. Oh, excuse me. You for sure pretend well. My dear old dad is a captain too. You ought to see him pretend. Oh, we just call it pretending. The real name is hypocrisy. I mean, I know what it means. I know all your words. I know how you use them. Oh, has got an intellectual etchel on the team, fellas. Do we let him take the fun out of the game? Or do we splatter him over the field? Splatter him. Kill him for real, good buzzing. Help me, Tommy. Come on, no, I saw what they did to you. Teamwork, Tommy, you got him. Oh, don't you do anything by yourself except those take bribes? We're talking about old friend. That we know, and the world will find out. My private slave's gonna tell him. My loyal, good, faithful golfer gonna turn think on me. You knew the game. You threw the game with that sphinx chip on the highest. Buddy, it would be have been luncheon. Anyone's having making over the big hero. And him a big hypocrite. He's base boy papa. I hate you. But you can't hate someone you've ever liked, never liked. You meant something to me. Shut up. You meant something to a lot of people. Shut up, shut up. Winhouse screaming to me, to every member of my race, the dark darkness of the universe. Once endless, lameless thoroughfare, unrestricted and harmless, in some fanciful flight of evolution, we attemptorites, like the birds of our world, have given the freedom to soar above our destinies. Like the man of our world, we chose to discard a great part of that freedom, to confine ourselves to a single star, aware of a planet called Hypropia. Hypropia, in some of us, a soaring freedom still lives and must be employed to distract disaster from the rest of us. And it's our solar system. In our solar system, there is an asteroid called Tafara. Its atmosphere is similar to that of Earth, and it is a threat to us. However, permanently colonized, its course could be rigged and controlled. You abducted us for that purpose. Choices are not as random as it seems. I've been here a long time. I've studied the human specimen. So many long to soar. Great expeditions are directed towards the leaving of Earth. Yet in all the minds I probed, found one distance is higher for total freedom. None of you, it seems, truly want to leave this troubled star, and so rightfully abduction became necessary. I chose those who would have been had the least regret. You could leave the least behind, and who would most gain by a new chance of a new unsorted world. I think you made a disastrous mistake. New scientists, not discontented dreamers. Our scientists should be enough, Dr. Cornwell. When the asteroid hit Aphria, it was on your time scale 82 years. Not a second sooner or late after. There's enough time, that's hardly a minute. No, it would not be. We used to only for technology familiar to you. Now we have a third century advance over the scientists of Earth. A mind of genius which such as yours would soon be able to absorb that advance of being assuming. Such a mind wanted to absorb. You stopped wanting to exploit that genius, Dr. Cornwell. You did not stop wanting to span it for good and noble purpose. Sometimes I wonder you offered me prizes, honours, and even moderate riches. I just had to let them stand over my shoulder, make suggestions. I didn't want that. I wanted to go off alone and revel the mysteries I preferred, the ones that mystified the heart, not the defence department. I don't know what there were anything on Earth worth defending. I give you a chance to defend all of Earth, everything, everyone on it. I'm giving that chance to you, all of you. Why me? Why us? What are your troubles got to do with me? My troubles? Troubles universal, Mr. Beasley. And so is capriciousness. You've seen the big game called billiards. The universe invented it. Asteroid strikes Aphria. It knocked out one of its own solar system. It turned, collides with another planet. Again, cannot be fixed. It's going to collide with Earth. It will collide with Earth. It's going to collide with Earth. And maybe that's what it's like to play a game that can't be fixed. Maybe. We're lucky. Lucky to get another chance. I don't need another chance. How do you know what I'm leaving behind? Everything a girl would want. What did you want? The admiration of men. The envy of men. Are those lonely goals? Are the hungers of heart capable of an honest feeling? Another human being? I've been in love. I've pinned a buddy. Would you shout it to the world when it learnt that he accepted a bribe to lose a game? Would you love the cheat as you did the hero? All of you, what do you have to lose? Does one of you have anything real to lose? Something worthwhile, Mr. Beasley? You'll mourn the loss of your shallow, impossible dream that says, will you be sorry to stop wearing out those shoes in your wife's soul? Such a non-existent rainbow. And you, Mrs. Matthews, will you miss the loneliness, the guilt and regret over love affair, and because it's no moral right to start? Dr. Cromwell, I leave nothing behind, except disillusionment in my dear fellow men. I've listened myself. Maybe we could all use another chance. I know I could. Come then, we begin to plan the future, everyone's future. Are you all right? There's something in the first aid kit. I'll get it. Can I help, Denise? Leave me alone. If you love me, you'll find some way to stop this awful nightmare. Nightmares end when you stop dreaming. Take me home. I don't care what you've done, understand? I still love you. Just please take me home. I don't know how Captain Cornwall does. He that could have taken us back to Earth. What can we do? None of us can fly this. Imperium and Cornwell could understand their machinery. Doesn't mean he can pilot a spaceship, though. He looks like he wants to go. That's what they counted on. Give him a chance to be a hero. Bust the slaves around. They knew that he'd bite. They needed him. But they missed one thing. They take away Cornwell, the rest of us wouldn't be a bit of use to them. He's a scientist. If something happened to him like that, what? Like what happened to your friend? Difficult for me to understand human beings. You're doing fairly well. You're willing to go, aren't you? Even if you resent being abducted. Well, life is one big abduction, yes. I'm willing to go. Logic behind human thought evades me. Oh, lack of it. Throughout your history, man a voluntary, readily to fight and die to preserve a nation. Yet when the planet forces destruction, there's people, it's hard for human beings to do something about tomorrow's catastrophes, alone one that's 82 years off. Then you step the calculations, oh yes, I thought I was the most cynical person on earth. I believe in this collision going to happen tomorrow or next year, half my vision would volunteer to go anywhere in the universe to prevent it. Logic doesn't get in the way when there's no time to be logical. You also show no reluctance to go to Phibia, maybe it's a company you've been keeping lately, shrieking whistle, maybe everybody's all right. You feel okay? No one has hurt you, not yet. You don't suppose you might talk him into getting it, taking us back? I couldn't even if I wanted to. We're going. We're really going? That's right. No, young lady. The answer is no, AJ. Put that away, Mr. Beasley. Killing you is the only solution. Killing? They can't use us without you. They'd never survive without being, without some big brain to lord it over. So you've got to be killed. Tricks, help me, please. Help me, Mr. Beasley. Screaming. Somebody getting breathes bravely. You're not deep. How could I be so wrong about people? This wasn't a punishment. It wasn't a sentence. It is a second chance. Some of us don't believe in second chances. The rest of us don't want them. Take them back. But they don't, can't be of any use to you. Hope I can. How does it feel to know that you're drifting towards Dave? Well, it's a little like they felt when a shower of meteorites passed, by holding on to each other. Are you sure it is what you really want? No. When you take them back, ask the volunteers. I'm sure we'll start over again. A whole shipload of logical human beings. Eventually others will join us. Ours will come willingly. I believe I can trust in that. I reverse our course. Man, being able to control your television set to you till next week. Same time, but a treble voice will take you to the outer limit.